The first person, of course, to take time out was St. Kevin, who came across the hills from Kilnamanna long before there was a Talla. And in the year 2000, the parish of Glendalough decided that perhaps now, in the turn of the 21st century, people in a busy world with all the hassle and all the gridlock might value a bit of time away, whether it be to pray, to reflect on the meaning of life, or just to, I suppose, enjoy the beauty of God's creation. And so Father Sean O'Toole built five hermitages, much more comfortable than St. Kevin's bed, I can say, in the grounds of the parish church in Glendalough. And they're in a sort of secluded area, and each pilgrim has their own house with a main room with a bed, a sleeping area, praying area, and an eating area, and their own little kitchenette and shower room and toilet. So it's a self-catering facility. And people just come there sometimes for 2 or 3 days, sometimes for a little bit longer. And if they want, they can have prayer guidance, or they can join in guided prayer. But if they don't want, they'll be left to their own devices.
And where do the people come from? I mean, is it local people, you know, just from within the diocese who go there? Is it people from elsewhere?
Well, what's interesting is that originally, I suppose, like a lot of these things, it started off with, you know, a few priests and nuns coming. But the word got around, and there are a lot of people now coming, men and women, young and old. Obviously, most of them coming from different parts of Ireland. But because of the famous web phenomenon, we get bookings from the United States, Germany, Australia. We had a young woman flew in from Finland in February, landed on a Sunday morning, stayed with us for 3 days, and then flew home again. And when she booked in, she just said she wanted 3 days in our quiet place, please.
Yeah. And I mean, you do get that down in Glendalough. So if people want to find out more about it, they just go to the website and then make a booking and head down to you.
Yes, our website is www.hermitage.dublindiocese.ie, and people can call us on 0404 45777, and we book people in for 2 nights or more. Usually we don't encourage people to stay for just 1 night, because really, how can you be a hermit so quickly?
Now, in June, on the June bank holiday, you have a very special programme lined up. And there's a lot of planning has gone into this, I can see that. Do you have to be very fit, I wonder, looking at that?
Well, there's something for everybody. I suppose there are a number of people working in the area, broadly speaking, in spiritual or pastoral ministry. And we came together in November of 2006 just to see, was there some way in which we could promote the spiritual heritage of Glendalough and make it more accessible to people. And one of the things that arose from that gathering was the idea of celebrating the Feast of St. Kevin. I suppose we were encouraged by the fact that on the other side of the mountains, St. Bridget is very well celebrated in February, and we possibly learned a little bit from that. So over the weekend of the June bank holiday, so from Saturday the 2nd until Monday the 4th, we've a programme, and we're starting with the bird song at 5 o'clock in the morning on the Saturday down by the lake. There may not be many people there, but we want to enjoy it. Saturday evening we have permission for a heritage evening of words and music in the monastic tradition, so there'll be a little bit of culture, and we encourage people to come to the cathedral in Glendalough on that evening. Monday morning at 10:30, we're leading from the church to start a walk on the St. Kevin's Way. The St. Kevin's Way is an old pilgrim path that comes from the other side of the mountains, beginning in Hollywood in County Wicklow. We won't be doing it all because it's 25 kilometres. But from about the halfway mark, some people may know Ballinagee Bridge, but we'll be walking perhaps for about 3.5 hours with another half an hour stop for sandwich. And the idea would be that we have a little pause here and there for a reflection, and people are given a little wooden cross to carry, I mean tiny wooden cross to carry in their pocket or whatever, which in some ways symbolises whatever prayer intention they bring with them on the pilgrimage. And we'll come down into the valley of Glendassen and then down into Glendalough and finish up at the cross.
And tell me, are all denominations welcome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about Glendalough as a place of pilgrimage is that it predates the Reformation. St. Kevin didn't know anything about Catholics and Protestants, you know, because he goes back to the 6th century. And the local Church of Ireland minister, Reverend Olive Henderson, and myself, and Father Michael Rogers, who's well known to many, plus the Sisters of Mercy, and a whole rake of people are involved in organising this.
So would you recommend that people would book in for the whole weekend, or can they come for a day if that's all they have?
Yeah, well, the great thing is you don't really have to book in at all. You can check the details of it with us on our website or by email, and the various events are all freestanding, and people are welcome to come, and in some cases they will be freestanding. In other words, they'll be standing and it'll be free.